Congressman, what's your sense? Do you think there'll be a government shutdown?
I'm going to go out on a limb here, Brian, and say no. I think that after Schumer came back from the White House a while ago, the tea leaves I'm reading, I really think they'll call us back in tonight and have us vote once the Senate votes and send something back over to us, and I think we'll be done. There is no future in a shutdown. A lot of people say, oh, shut her down, keep it shut down, don't open it back. But as a practical matter, all the government employees that get sent home and don't come in next week are going to get paid. There's never been a shutdown yet where anyone lost a nickel out of their paycheck. And I always keep my offices open when this happens. It happened before. And so we'll be there Monday morning in our two district offices and in our Washington office.
So again, Congressman, your sense is that we will not see a government shutdown. Are all the law? Is the Missouri delegation is most of the House members, are they there on Capitol Hill right now?
Yes. I don't know of anyone that went home. They told us to go home, told us to leave, go catch your flights, but I don't think that anyone did. I think that everyone kind of knew that if we went home today, we'd be called back Monday and just have to fly back out here at taxpayer expense, and that's not good. So I think we're all just going to hang around till the end, and if they shut it down, then it'll be shut down for a few hours, a few days, or a few weeks. But I really, really think that cooler heads will prevail, and they'll come up with some kind of agreement here tonight.
Anything you would like to add about this or about just your sense, feel free, Congressman.
Yeah, what I'd like to add is that I saw Illinois senator yesterday, and she was espousing that, oh, you know, this doesn't fund the military properly, and she's a veteran herself, and I have a lot of respect for her, Tammy Duckworth, but she said, you know, this is a bad way to run the government. You can't fund the military properly on these short-term extensions, which I agree with, but hey, guess what, Tammy? We've done 12 appropriations bills in the House this year, 12. Did all of ours, got all of our work done. The Senate has done zero. Why has the Senate done zero? Because they won't give us 60 votes for cloture, and the Senate even bring up one appropriation bill over there. So it's easy to, you know, cast aspersions, but the truth is that the Democrats and the Senate are holding things up.
And you're talking about specifically Chuck Schumer over there on that.
Right. I mean, he's kind of like Pelosi in the House. Most of them will march behind him and do whatever he says to do. And when they say, I want to bring up an appropriation bill, and Mitch McConnell says, let's bring up this appropriation bill or that appropriation bill, and then I go to get 60 votes for cloture, they don't get those 60 votes. And so there's been no appropriation bills done in the Senate this Congress, which was all of last year and, what, 2 weeks of this year, I guess, 2-3 weeks of this year. So when they try and blame us. And then another thing, another misnomer out there, is that the Republicans control the White House, the Congress, and the Senate. Now, we do run the floor in the House, and we do have enough votes to do whatever we want to do in the House. So if nothing's done at the House, you can hang it on us. The president is Republican. He's in the White House. We do have a working majority in the United States Senate. We do not have 60 votes, and if you don't have 60 votes, you really don't have much of anything. You do control the floor schedule and what comes up, but again, if you don't get, right now we need 10 Democrats. John McCain's homesick, Thad Cochran's homesick down in Mississippi, so we have two of our senators out. We lost one senator in the special election, so we're down to one vote. Of course, if we can get 50 votes, but we don't even have 50 on the Hill right now with the two that are homesick. So if we get 50 votes, the vice president can always break a tie in the Senate.
Now, final question. If there is a government shutdown, you think they'll come back in tonight and vote. But if there is, Congressman, what will or would fix it?
Well, what's going on right now is you're going to have to do it through negotiation. When you don't have 60 votes in the Senate, you have to negotiate with the Democrats. A lot of conservative Republicans like myself don't like that, but that's the law of the land. That's the way that they operate in the Senate. Now, Mitch McConnell could change that at the snap of his fingers. Harry Reid changed it for judicial nominees. That's how we got Gorsuch in, and he relieved the 60-vote, you know, foreclosure on nominations. Mitch McConnell could do that for every vote in the Senate, and that's what I think he needs to do. So that would fix it right there. Then the Republicans really would be in control. They could do what they wanted to do. But right now, they can't.
Anything you'd like to add, Congressman, feel free.
No, just call Mitch McConnell and say, hey, get rid of that arcane 60-vote rule in the Senate and let's get some work done. Some of the Republicans that we voted on sent to Washington, we want to see more action out of them, and as long as you get that 60-vote cloture rule, we're not going to see it. So call Mitch McConnell's office.